Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there,
Hi.
Joey.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. Is this Victoria?
Yes, it is, and it's my co-host Sarah. We're from Rock This Way. It's so great to talk to you.
Oh, how are you?
We're great. How are you? I already
oh,
asked
good.
That. I'm sorry. I'm very nervous. I'm a huge fan. I'm so nervous right now.
Why are you nervous?
Because you're so famous and I've worshipped you since I was 12.
Oh, wow. I'm just a regular guy, the next guy in line, you know. No big deal.
Well, we know that you've been working on your coffee business now that Aerosmith isn't on tour or making music, so we just wanted to ask you a couple of questions for our show.
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, so we know that you're on a series of tours promoting your new coffee business. Where are you right now, and what has been your favorite cafe or store to visit so far?
Well, I'm in New York City right now.
Cool.
And I'll actually be back here to do a meet and greet at the Costco in Westbury, Long Island on Saturday.
Awesome.
From 1 till 2 o'clock. I think my favorite thing so far is the show I did yesterday. I think it's called Good Morning New York.
Oh, cool.
With Greg and what's your name?
Victoria. Awesome. So, Joey, we know you made this coffee line because when you were on tour, you said that you could never find a good cup of coffee. So if you couldn't drink your own coffee, which coffee brand is the next best?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's on speakerphone, so that's probably why you can't hear us too well.
Yeah.
Because you had to make your own coffee because you didn't like anybody else's, but if you couldn't drink your own coffee, which brand is the next best?
Probably Nespresso.
Nice. Nice and dark.
No, that's what I used to drink, but the stuff that a lot of people buy, which I am not allowed to say the name. But we all know which is the biggest coffee that there is. I don't care for that coffee. You know, I think it's really bitter and it leaves an aftertaste in your mouth, and I don't really like it very much. And I think that they've kind of lost their way in terms of replacing quantity with quality.
Right.
And
yeah.
The one thing that I will never do is lose sight of the quality of my coffee. Because that's what it's all about.
Right, we know you're a very interactive boss and leader of your company. You really care about the product.
I'm the CEO of the company, and I cup the coffee myself, and the beans are roasted to my specs, and I'm like very hands-on all the time.
Awesome.
All right.
It's my baby.
Oh, of course.
All right. Inside the life of a rock star, how do you take your coffee?
How do I take it?
Yeah.
Just a little bit of sugar. Other than that, I like it black.
Nice.
And I like all three of my roasts, the Ethiopian, Guatemalan, or the Sumatra.
That's...
The Sumatra's probably the strongest, and so that's what I usually drink. And it's available whole bean and ground, and we'll have a single serve option. It's in the works, so that'll be around in a month or so.
That's awesome, because it was funny, we were just about to ask you which of the three flavors that you offer is your favorite, or which do you like to drink?
All three of them offer, plenty of options, especially for students that need to stay up late at Cranford.
That's us. That's literally us. We need the coffee. That's probably the only reason we're here talking to you at 9 in the morning right now.
This is... What my coffee is it's affordable, gourmet, organic coffee, and I'm bringing it to the public because I just want to share the best of what I've found with everybody else. So, I'm not just playing the part of another celebrity putting his name on a product to make money. It's the same as the band, it's about the band is about the music. This is about the coffee and the quality of it and how much people could enjoy it. It's not all about the money all the time.
That's so comforting to hear from a celebrity. So looking towards the future, are you planning on expanding the business?
Yes, I am. Let's see. Like I said, I'm completely hands-on, and I'm the business owner, and not just another celebrity putting my name on a product to collect endorsement dollars. And I'm involved in every step of it, and looking for investors now to, so we can do a nice big advertising campaign, and I can put people on full-time salaries, because that's what we need now. The coffee is really blown up, and it's gotten to where it is much faster than I expected, which I'm really happy about, but it's taking a real lot of my time and my partner's time, and, we need help, just like every startup business needs help. We need help as well.
Right, because we saw that, how big it got. It's available in, 1,000 locations in the Northeast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's actually over 1,000. It's available in 13 states on the East Coast through my partnership with Ahold, which is Stop and Shop. That's the Stop and Shop and Giant Foods from D.C. up to Maine. And other stores in Massachusetts are Roche Brothers and Hannaford Brothers, Costco, Tedeschi's, Crosby's Market, Park and Shop, McKinnon's Markets, and it's available in a lot of different places. But what I have to say about, especially about Stop and Shop, is that they have an organic section. So if you don't see the coffee in the coffee section, you have to go to the organic section, because the coffee is organic. There's not a whole lot of organic coffee, so they keep it in that section.
Right. Organic coffee, that's good news for all the hipsters.
All right, so we noticed that you offer autographed packages of coffee. Do you actually autograph them, or do they have, a print of your autograph?
There's a print of it on the bag, but at the I sign the bag at the meet and greet. So if you come to the meet and greet at Costco, for instance, on Saturday, I'll be signing bags of coffee and whatever.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And how do you compare the success that you've had with your coffee line with the success that you had with your book that you put out a couple years ago? Because those are both solo projects that you've done. So
go ahead.
I mean, how do you measure the success? Is this, what are you more proud of, is what I'm asking.
I'm really proud of the book, because it's a very honest, truthful book. The problem with my book was that it took me 4 years to write that book. But the problem with it was that it's just beginning to come around now, and more people are beginning to discover it now, because when it was released in 2009, it was released the same week that Michael Jackson had died.
Oh, no.
And so it got really caught up in the shuffle of the media all around that, and kind of come up. But a lot of people have benefited from the book, and there's a lot of little stuff in there. Like I said, it took me 4 years to write it.
Right.
And it's still out there. You can get it online. I think the best place to get it is at Amazon.
Right.
It's a good book. It's a quick read. And there's a lot of good stuff in there.
I've heard from a lot of other Aerosmith fans that it's really touching, and it's a good inside scoop on your life. So pick up a copy of that while you get some coffee, listeners.
I'm
sure. All right, so have the other members of Aerosmith tried the coffee yet?
I believe so.
Really? That's awesome. Did they like it?
Yeah, everybody likes it. I haven't gotten any negative feedback from it about it yet at all.
Well, I mean, that's a really good promotion for you right there. So we said we'd take up 10 minutes of your time, and it looks like we have. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For giving us a call.
And you're very welcome.
We'll put you on.
I can talk to you anytime.
Awesome. Thank you. It's been an honor. I'm being honest. It's been an honor. I, like, told all my friends that Joey Kramer was going to call my cell phone. And that...
and you're really welcome. Anytime you want to talk, no problem.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Joey. Have a great day, and good luck with the coffee business.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.